This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russia pledged to observe a ceasefire Thursday in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, where its forces are in control of all but a steel plant where Ukrainian troops are holed up, along with civilians the United Nations is working to evacuate. Russia said its daytime ceasefire would continue again Friday and Saturday to facilitate more evacuations from the Azovstal plant. In an early morning address Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a long ceasefire was needed to evacuate the remaining civilians in Mariupol. The UN said Wednesday the 300-plus civilians recently evacuated from Mariupol and several nearby towns were receiving humanitarian assistance in the southeastern city of Zaporizhia. Meanwhile, fierce battles are still ongoing between Russian troops and Ukrainian forces at the plant. Hong Kong on Thursday reopened beaches and pools in a relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions. Hong Kong had closed venues amid an outbreak of the highly transmissible Omicron variant, but has been easing restrictions as new case numbers fall. Deaths from COVID-19 have fallen from a high of almost 300 per day in March to zero in recent days. Meanwhile, Beijing is easing quarantine rules for foreign visitors. The Chinese capital will now require arrivals to quarantine at a hotel for 10 days, followed by another week of home isolation. But authorities have decided to suspend school for at least another week as part of attempts to eliminate the latest outbreak of coronavirus cases. Beijing has also closed 60 subway stations, which amounts to more than 10% of its vast system. Beijing reported just 50 new COVID-19 cases Thursday, 8 of them asymptomatic. China has maintained its hardline zero-COVID approach, but has imposed fewer restrictions on Beijing than in other cities such as Shanghai, where millions of residents remain under strict lockdown. This is VOA News. Myanmar's Supreme Court Wednesday rejected an appeal from ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi over a 5-year jail sentence on corruption charges. The 76-year-old Suu Kyi was sentenced last week after being found guilty of 11 counts of corruption, including taking a bribe of cash and gold bars worth $600,000. Suu Kyi has already been sentenced to 6 years in prison for actions against the military, breaking COVID-19 rules, and breaking a telecommunications law. She faces trial on several more charges and could be sentenced to more than 150 years in jail if convicted. Suu Kyi has been under house arrest since the military ousted her civilian government on February 1, 2021. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said his country will respond calmly to the Solomon Islands new security pact with China. Morrison was asked about remarks made Tuesday by Solomon's Prime Minister Manasseh Sagavare that the archipelago is threatened with invasion. Morrison said none of the claims made by his Solomon's counterpart are true. Prime Minister Sagavare did not name any countries or give any evidence for his claim. Although details of the pact have not been disclosed, Sagavare has ruled out establishment of a Chinese military base. He said the deal covers policing to protect Chinese projects because an agreement with traditional partner Australia was inadequate. Western allies are concerned the deal could provide a gateway for a Chinese military presence in the Pacific. In sports, the National Basketball Association's Miami Heat pulled off another dominating victory over the Philadelphia 76ers in their Eastern Conference playoff series Wednesday. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler carried the Heat to a 119-103 win over the 76ers and a 2-0 lead in the first round series. Adebayo had a team-high 23 points for Miami, which went on a 10-0 run in the fourth quarter to take an 18-point lead. Butler chipped in 22 points and 12 assists as the Heat took a 2-0 series lead for the 18th time. They've never lost those series. Victor Oladipo scored 10 of his 19 points in the final period. Tyrese Maxey had a game-high 34 points for the Sixers, who host Game 3 on Friday. Tobias Harris added 21 points and James Harden 20 for Philadelphia. I'm Dave Ferry.
Repeating our top story, Russia pledged to observe a ceasefire Thursday in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, where its forces are in control of all but a steel plant where Ukrainian troops are holed up, along with civilians the United Nations is working to evacuate. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.